What an act to try to follow an old man like me, trying to follow these young boys.
Bless
I just can't do it.
Amen.
But we'll try. That'd be good. Now let me tell you something. I'd be afraid to not try to do the best I can since the pastor felt like this.
Bless you, Lord.
Wouldn't do nothing like this for nothing in the world. Amen. But the pastor felt like this, and I feel good. I do. I feel good.
Bless you.
All be yours. And won't you pray for me?
Bless you.
And I prayed, and let me tell you, when that young lady or that lady come and got saved, that took my mind so far back, and there sat her husband, and he was still lost and undone, and I began to pray, and I just been praying solid ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a real disappointment they wouldn't hear tonight. Mm-hmm. But we can't help that.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And all I know to do is go with what the Lord give me tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So, you may be ready to go should the Lord come right now. I'm satisfied. I hope everybody here is ready to go.
Amen.
Make my
journey. Yes, sir, yeah, brother. Thank you, Lord.
But if you're not tonight, if you have been neglecting, I want to preach to you tonight. I want to preach to you if you're saved tonight and ready to go. I want to preach to you if you've been neglecting the church and the pastor, if you backslid, whatever the case is, I want to preach to you tonight.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
And do the best I can. And I'll be preaching to me more than I'm preaching to you tonight.
Amen.
All right.
Bless you tonight, Lord.
In the 14th chapter of Luke's Gospel, the 28th verse.
Bless you, Lord.
We're going to go to a couple of places before we send out the message tonight. But in the 28th verse, for which of you intending to build and tear, set up not down first and count the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it. That's all we're going to read tonight.
Bless you,
right there, but I want you to pay attention tonight. Tonight, if you are fixing to buy a car or do anything, tonight does it not hit you to sit down first and count the cost if we can afford this thing? Tonight, if we got saved, tonight, if we're going to make heaven our home, tonight, we need to sit down every day and count the cost. If I'm coming short, I am that of the glory of the Lord. I'm here to tell you tonight that there's millions by thousands of people tonight just drifting on down the broader road of sin. I call myself a Christian, my brother, and they neglect the house of God. My brother, if there's ever been a time that America, this nation, in this world, it's time to sit down and count the cost where we are going. I guess tonight.
Amen.
We'll try to slow down. Now you keep that in mind. I need the day by day to sit down and count the cost.
Amen.
Do I really? Do I really have what it takes? When death comes, through the doorway of death, it's going to be too late.
That's right, brother.
To count the cost.
Amen.
Amen. You're right, brother.
Bless you, Lord.
You did bear with us. 16th chapter of Matthew and the 26th verse. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
Amen.
Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
Yeah, come on.
Now tonight I'm going to go on. I took some more scripture. Tonight there is two people I want to settle down on. My brother, one of them, I no doubt counted the calls. I didn't count the calls. Brother, listen, if we gain the whole world, I'm through the doorway of death. I lose our soul to the middle pits of hell. How would you give in exchange for your soul?
Amen.
We better take care of that while we're on this side, while we've got our right mind, and while we got opportunity. I don't care what kind of condition you're in, what your name is, or where you come from.
Amen.
It's appointed unto man once to die.
Right.
And after this, the judgment.
Yeah, that's right.
Death is on our trail.
Amen.
Yeah, right, brother.
And people are dying, young and old, it don't matter.
Amen.
The Bible said in this, the 16th chapter of Luke, again, 19th verse, there was a certain rich man, very promiscuous, which was clothed in purple and in fine linen. Every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, filled of sores, and desired to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table.
Amen.
Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. And seeing Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he might dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Now it went on to say that Abraham said, my son, remember, in thy lifetime, thou received the good things, and then Lazarus, the evil things, but he is the comfort, and thou art tormented. My brother, if this man, don't you know that if he could swap just a moment of time, that he could sit down and really count the cost. What is it going to cost him? And just in a few days, a few weeks, a few months, brother, what would he give for exchange for soul? Listen. Whenever the angels come, I listen, the reapers of this world, it's angels, and the coming from the four winds of the earth, we counted the cost, got everything fixed up.
Amen.
Listen, we're going somewhere. I said you can't stay here. We're going somewhere. This thing is going to melt with primitive heat. What kind of condition are we going to be in?
Listen.
Listen to that. Whenever he died and lifted up his eyes, I've been in torment. He's saying, I listen, the beggar afar off.
Amen.
Don't you know he would give anything? Anything. Just one more chance to pray.
Amen.
He had a He had all the time. I'd pray, that's all he's doing. I've been doing him no good. The beggar is comforted, laying back in the presence of God, I'm no more clean, I ain't no more sorrow, I ain't hungry no more.
Amen.
He ain't even got supper.
Amen.
The dogs will never come again. I'm licking sores, I'm blessed, this man, he remembered his father's house.
Amen.
He remembers his five brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, listen.
Yeah.
He didn't have time. He didn't have time to give him nothing to eat.
Right.
And now time is all it's got.
Yeah.
His tongue is on fire.
Yeah.
Listen.
He told me, brother.
I believe this with all of my heart. In reading and trying to understand the Word of God, every opportunity that we have for working for God in the middle pits of hell, that'll all come back to us.
Amen.
We'll remember it. All the many times that God come to us, I just like tonight, I wouldn't trade this hour for nothing, because I'm laying up treasure over here tonight.
Amen.
Listen.
Good preaching, brother.
They have Moses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have the prophets. Let them hear them.
Yeah.
I was coming up from the grave, they would be persuaded.
Yeah, amen.
Jesus did rise on the third day. And people still will not be persuaded.
Good preaching.
Amen.
He come forth.
Mm-hmm.
That old tomb.
Yeah.
The stone was rolled back and he come forth.
Hey, yeah.
Man, for one purpose. The Bible said that he would not forget the labor of love that we have, and the burdens that we carry for one another, and the law of the flaws. I pray, God will not forget the labor of love. This man, his tongue's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And how awful.
Lord bless you.
Listen. There ain't but one thing a man has said that he could see. And that's Abraham. My brother, listen, I ain't carrying my, through the doorway of death, I'm looking for the angel, and he's ready to go. I don't believe the hell he's ready to go. I don't believe the hell to stay in the grave, my brother, listen, I believe that the angel will take him out to the paradise of God.
Amen.
You believe whatever you want to.
Come on, bless the Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
It's good for the Lazarus. It's good enough for me.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Sure enough, brother.
It was sad for the rich man. It's too sad for me to go there.
Amen.
I don't want no part of it.
I agree, brother.
Let's haste along. Listen. What would this man give in exchange for his son?
Right.
Oh, pray and plead and send Lazarus. Our brother, he became a beggar, and the beggar became a millionaire, and his father on the camel of a thousand people, and you feel like stopping and counting the cost.
Come on, brother.
Yes,
maybe down through the week. We come short.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe our temper gets away. Sometimes your temper is hard to control.
Yeah, amen.
Sometimes we got a loose mouth. When the day is done, I listen, and the night settling in, and we begin, I to lay down our bodies for a little rest. We need to take inventory and help the cause. At this word, I'm out with God.
Amen.
Yeah, preaching, brother.
Listen. You think the devil is there forever?
No.
Whoa! He's going to get a go with it. The badger? No. And another place he's going to go.
Yeah.
Listen. The devil's going to come out of there one of these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just take my time. I like serving God.
Amen.
And I wouldn't have offended these boys for nothing in this world. No, no. I'm not worried that way. But Brenda said, you want to do something different? I said, no. And when I understood, I'll do the best I can. But John said, now you get this. Remember the rich man in the middle pits of hell, and his tongue is on fire, and he is a begging. For just a cool drop of water upon his tongue.
Yeah,
amen.
Right, brother. Upon his tongue. Would you like to be there? I don't think you would. The 20th chapter of Revelation, the 12th verse. And I saw the dead. The dead now.
Yeah.
Small and great stand before God.
Amen.
And the books were opened.
Yeah.
And another book was opened, which is the book of life.
Yeah.
And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea give up the dead which were in it. The sea give up the dead.
Yeah.
Right.
And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they and they were judged every man according to their words. And death and hell I was cast into a lake of fire.
Amen.
This is the second day.
Yeah,
that's right, brother.
And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into a lake of fire.
Yeah.
Come on, where's the saints?
Come on, brother. Preaching, brother. Come on.
I believe there's still comfort in the arms of Jesus. I believe that Jesus ain't going to let them go. Brother, listen. They are full. And they counted the cost. And they've done everything right.
Amen.
I'm talking about these people. The saints had counted the cost and made it all the way home.
Amen.
Listen. You don't have to make it all the way there. You just make it through the door at death, and there'll be an angel pick you up.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
But the rich man, he died and was buried.
Right. Yep.
He didn't say nothing about Lazarus being buried either.
Amen.
He was buried in the love of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I believe somewhere out there beside of that gate, whenever that old dog, I had enough of mercy on him, I'd come and lick his sword. Brother, listen, I knew it was a common call.
Amen.
I may be hungry now, but I won't be hungry long.
Right.
Praise the name of God.
Right, brother.
We were just a little bit
hungry.
Amen. Come on.
Jesus said, I, Jesus, I have sent my angel
to
testify you about these things in the churches.
Amen,
brother.
That man.
Predominant. Cornerstone.
Yeah.
Every church has come and called by thy name.
Yeah.
Packing up, praying up, and ready to go.
Amen. He said, now the bride say come.
Yeah.
The spirit say come.
Yep.
And whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life free.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Ain't you glad?
Yes, sir. Good. Amen.
We're going to die. Something's going to take me out of here, boys.
Yeah.
Whether it be tomorrow, next week, next month, next year.
Uh-huh.
But I'll still on my knees, count the cost.
Right.
Keep everything packed up.
Mm-hmm.
But I know one day that the doorway to death, I'll go through it. Amen. I'll be looking for an angel.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The beggar just died.
Yeah.
Just died.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all it said. It happened unto the angels. Got to hope. I believe the angels are there counting around anyway.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Real close. They was out to get it.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't worry.
Praise the Lord.
Come on, brother.
Amen.
Get him up, Lord.
Brother, get a song.
Bless you tonight, Lord.
And listen.
Bless you.
Listen to him, Lord. Your pastors prayed over you, preached to you. Testify to you, try to get the whole church ready, and it's hard to do, but one day it's going to pay off for them that will.
Yeah.
For them that will hang on.
Thank you, Lord.
A few more days. I'd like to get, if you believe I preach you the truth tonight, I'd like to fellowship with you.
Amen.
I'm telling you what, the love of God is real. God is real.
Amen. Amen.